Holly Hedgehog's Holidays. This is Holly Hedgehog. Holly lives in a beautiful house at the top of Primrose Hill. One day, Holly says, "It is time to think about the holidays." She picks up the telephone and rings her good friend Belinda. Belinda Hedgehog lives in a small house at the bottom of Primrose Hill. "Hello, who is it?" "Oh, Holly, how are you?" "Hello, I'm fine. Do you have any plans for the holidays?" "No, do you?" "Would you like to go on holiday with me?" "What a good idea! Where would you like to go?" "I would love to go to France. I hear the weather is lovely and hot there in the summer." "That is a great idea. I will have a look on the internet." The next day, Holly runs down the hill to Belinda's house. "Belinda! Belinda!" she shouts. "I have found the perfect place in France, a lovely house called Le Hérisson. Come and join us. We are just about to have tea." Holly goes in and looks around with a big smile on her face. Belinda has invited over a lot of friends for afternoon tea. Her living room is full of friends. "Hello, everybody. Good to see you all. I have wonderful news." Peter Hamster is wearing his red scarf around his neck. Jenny Hen, in a beautiful orange dress, is talking to Walter Heron. Walter is wearing his best top hat. "Hello, Holly. Come and join us." After a delicious tea of bread and honey, Holly tells them about Le Hérisson. "It is in France. Let me show you on the map." "We must leave tomorrow. I am so happy to have found this house." "I am happy that you have found something in France, and I'm glad that all our friends can come with us." Everyone is talking loudly about the next day. "I'm going to pack my bag right away. Goodbye, everybody." Jenny Hen says, "I need my hat and my sunglasses. I have a lovely white bikini too. See you tomorrow." "Will I need my scarf in France?" asked Peter Hamster. "I must pack my bag." "Goodbye, Holly. Goodbye, Belinda. See you tomorrow." The next day, all the friends get up early. After breakfast, Holly checks her list and makes sure that she has everything she needs for the holiday. She goes down the hill with her suitcase rolling behind her. "Good morning, Belinda. Is everybody ready to go? The aeroplane will arrive soon." "We are all ready to go." Suddenly, a loud buzzing noise comes from the sky. All the friends look at each other in amazement. "Look, everyone, it's our aeroplane." The aeroplane lands in a field at the bottom of the road. "Hip, hip, hooray!" "Well done! Bravo! All aboard, everybody! It is time to go." Everyone runs to get on the aeroplane, excited to be off on holidays. "Can you help me? My bag is too heavy." "Let me take it." "Is everybody seated? It is time for takeoff." Holly, Belinda, Peter, Jenny and Walter are delighted to be on the way to France. The engine makes a loud roaring noise, and all of a sudden, The aeroplane is racing down the runway. "We are going very fast," says Holly. Then the aeroplane takes off. "Look, everyone! I can see my house. It looks so small from up here." The aeroplane flies higher and higher. It looks like we are flying through a field full of sheep. In the aeroplane, Holly and Belinda are looking at the map of France. Where is the Ardèche region? Peter and Jenny are trying to learn some French words. When all of a sudden, "Fasten your seatbelts, everybody!" Holly and Belinda quickly push the map back into the bag and sit back in their seats. Peter and Jenny look out the window. Walter is a bit worried. What is happening? "Hold on tight, everybody. There is a big storm ahead." "Oh my goodness gracious! Will you be able to land in France?" "I don't know. It looks like a hurricane." All the lights go out. Peter, Jenny and Walter are beginning to feel quite scared. What is going on? Looking out the window, the five friends can see the hurricane very close to the aeroplane. "Stay in your seats, everyone. The hurricane is coming straight at us." They all close their eyes, hoping that the pilot will be able to fly the aeroplane in spite of the strong wind. Belinda and Jenny are both thinking, "I'm really scared." Peter and Walter are wondering, "Will we make it? Can we do anything to help?" "No, just hold on!" Just when it looks like the worst of the storm is over, a bolt of lightning hits the aeroplane. The pilot does his best to keep the aeroplane in the air, but it is too difficult. The right wing of the plane is damaged, and it is impossible to keep flying. The aeroplane falls through the sky. "We will have to make an emergency landing. Hold on, everyone!" Through the clouds, the friends see a small island in the middle of the ocean. "Do you think we will reach the island?" "I'm doing my best." The aeroplane lands in the middle of the island. The five friends and the pilot quickly jump out of the aeroplane. The pilot looks at the wing and shakes his head. It will take days to repair. While he tries to call for help on the radio, Holly and her friends start to think about what they need to do. "Peter and Belinda, go and find some wood for a fire. Jenny and Walter, go and find some food. I will look for shelter." When Peter and Belinda get back with the wood, Holly shows them the cave she has found. "This will be perfect for tonight." The pilot helps them light a fire at the mouth of the cave. After a few minutes, Jenny and Walter arrive with plenty of fish for everyone. They cook the fish on the fire and enjoy a lovely meal looking at the stars in the calm sky. It is very quiet now after the storm. "I'm going to try the radio again. See you in the morning." The others settle down for the night. "Good night, everyone. Things will look better in the morning." "Good night. Sleep well." Walter is already asleep. What a long day. The next morning, the friends wake up at sunrise. "We will find some breakfast. We will find some wood to light the fire." Can anybody hear me? We are stranded on an island. Come and help us. Back at the cave, they see the pilot trying the radio again. Did you get any reply? No reply. The pilot shakes his head. Look! Up in the sky! I think it's a helicopter! Sure enough, in the distance, the group can see a helicopter approaching. Put some more wood on the fire so they can see us. What are you all doing on this desert island? Difficult landing because of the storm. Do you have enough room for all of us? Of course. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Can you bring us safely back home? Asks Walter. I think I've had enough of this holiday. With that, the helicopter took off with all the friends aboard. What an adventure!